We shall carry on like England herself. If she could withstand Cromwell, the Wars of the Roses, and the French, surely you may overlook a bit of hammering. Think how lovely the East Wing shall be when it is completed. We shall try again. Steady. All eyes are upon you. It won't do to scurry to Her Majesty like a timid church mouse.
I often imagine what sort of position Nightwing might seek out were she not currently torturing us as headmistress of Spence Academy for young ladies. Dear sirs, her letter might begin, I am writing to inquire about your advert for the position of balloon popper. I have a hatpin that will do the trick neatly and bring about the wails of small children everywhere. My former charges will attest to the fact that I rarely smile, never laugh, and can steal the joy from any room simply by entering and bestowing upon it my unique sense of utter gloom and despair. My references in this matter are impeccable. If you have not fallen into a state of deep melancholia simply by reading my letter, please respond to Mrs. Nightwing. I have a Christian name, but no one ever has leave to use it. In care of Spence Academy for Young Ladies. If you cannot be troubled to find the address on your own, you are not trying your very best. Sincerely, Mrs. Nightwing.
Miss Doyle, what is that insipid smile you're wearing? Have I said something that amuses you?
Mrs. Nightwing's admonishment brings a flush to my cheeks. The other girls giggle. We glide across the floor, trying our best to ignore the hammering and the shouts. The noise isn't what distracts us. It is the knowledge that there are men here, one floor above us, that keeps us jittery and light.
Perhaps we could see the progress they've made, Mrs. Nightwing. How extraordinary it must be, Felicity Worthington suggests, with a sweetness bordering on pure syrup. Only Felicity would be so bold as to suggest this. She is too daring by half. She is also one of my only allies here at Spence.
The workmen do not need girls underfoot, as they are already behind schedule, Mrs. Nightwing says. Heads up, if you please, and...
A loud bang sounds from above. The sudden noise makes us jump. Even Mrs. Nightwing lets out a
merciful heavens!
Elizabeth, who is nothing more than a nervous condition disguised as a debutante, yelps and grabs hold of Cecily.
Oh, Mrs. Nightwing! Elizabeth cries.
We look to our headmistress, hopefully. Mrs. Nightwing exhales through disapproving lips.
Very well. We shall adjourn for the present. Let us take the air to restore the roses to our cheeks.
Might we bring our paper and sketch the progress on the East Wing, I suggest. It would make a fine record. Mrs. Nightwing favours me with a rare smile.
A most excellent suggestion, Miss Doyle. Very well, then. Gather your paper and pencils. I shall send Bridget with you. Don your coats and walk, if you please.
We abandon our backboards along with our decorum, racing for the stairs and the promise of freedom, however temporary it may be.
Walk! Mrs. Nightwing shouts.
When we cannot seem to heed her advice, she bellows after us that we are savages, not fit for marriage. She adds that we shall be the shame of the school, and something else besides, but we are down the first flight of stairs, and her words cannot touch us.